Good morning. So now that you have heard a little bit from, well, all of us, but I'm going to tell you a story. This is my introduction to Zach Gilland and Micah. Teehee, by the way. Over the summer, I was working, and Cynthia in the school office was working when she received a phone call. She received a phone call from a student from Walla Walla who was doing a tour with a friend, playing music, and then doing chapels at various Adventist academies and high schools, with the option, if you know we hadn't found anyone, of doing like a week of prayer. Well, Cynthia told the student that she really doesn't schedule chapels and week of prayers. He would have to talk to the chaplain of the school, me. And when he said, okay, who's the chaplain of the school, Cynthia told this student, his name is Pastor Kenton. And the student went, oh, I know Pastor Kenton, and click, hung up the phone. He claims that he said, oh, thank you, but the story I heard from Cynthia was. So a little bit of background. As a young, newly minted graduate from Walla Walla University, my first real job out of college, I went as an intern pastor in this church in Yakima, Washington. And it was there in my first church, my wife's first full-time school job, that we met this short, lanky, little seventh grader named Zach Gilliland. And Zach, now almost graduated from Walla Walla, was taking the fall with his friend Micah, and they were going to different academies and schools to do chapel and worship. So about 2 minutes after he had hung up the phone on Cynthia, I get a call from Zach. And here we are at the end of this week, as Zach and Micah have just finished their week of prayer at Rogue Valley Adventist Academy. It's funny how God does stuff like that. It's been so great to have them here in Medford. I know the kids have enjoyed and appreciated having you guys there. And now we, the church, get the privilege and honor of hearing a little bit about their journey, hearing a little bit about them, and hearing their stories. So Zach and Micah, come on up. Tell us your experiences on this tour, how you got started, and anything else you want to tell us.
Bueno. Thank you all for having us. I've told a few people this, but in case you were not aware, you're very, very lucky to have Kenton. He was a very large breath of fresh air in like my life when I met him, and Mrs. Gonzalez as well. I'm very, very, very happy that you guys as students have gotten to experience what it's like to sit in her classroom. I know it's very relaxing to be back there this week. Mike and I went and sat in the back of the class, last two seats there, for a few hours this week, and it was very relaxing to be back there. But yeah.
Test. Ah, well, happy Sabbath, church. Happy Sabbath. I'm glad. So, Zach has had the privilege of knowing Pastor Kenton for a lot longer than I have. I got the honor of meeting Pastor Kenton this week, but that's because Zachary and I met in college, and we were very unlikely, if that makes sense. We started like our freshman year playing a lot of music, and if it weren't for like the people in the community, like at Walla Walla, like some of the seniors and some of the juniors who were like just really excited to have like fresh people come and like play for Vespers and play for worship and that kind of thing, there might be a slightly different story that was going on. That's going on here today. But that's how Zachary and I ended up meeting. And Zachary's a business major. At the time, I was an engineering major. And so music for the both of us was kind of a hobby that we didn't entirely know like how to connect back to back to our purpose, I guess, is the best way to say it. And then we met someone who is now like a very big mentor of ours, who came to Walla Walla University looking for different musicians. He said he had a program called Music and Mission, and the idea was that he wanted to gather a bunch of high school / early collegiate students to come and for his summer program learn how to work together musically, like as a band, and do various local gigs like across the PNW. And this was something that for me at the time, I didn't know exactly how it related to like my purpose, because I really thought that my becoming as a person was going to be made whole because of like my academic / like, you know, the diploma at the end. Like I will finally say, have the piece of paper that says Micah Teehee Engineering, like on the thing, and then I'll be a person, you know? And so beyond that, I didn't really know what music was going to look like. But I had some of my friends in the engineering department actually tell me, like, dude, you should really go. You should really go. This would, like when it comes to music, you just don't shut up. It would be kind of ridiculous, like, if you didn't go and you didn't take this opportunity. Zach hears about the opportunity, like, through me, and he ends up also, like, being a part of this band, and there's a whole story within there. But this was probably like the first time, like beyond church, beyond Vespers, beyond like purely church contextual setting, that like I was doing music. And yet like all these different students were from like the Adventist community. And within that, our mentor asked us, do you guys have like any trouble like playing for nursing homes or like playing for festivals or playing like, you know, these different venues? And most of us said like, no, I don't really think you know, there'll be an issue. Most of us like hadn't really like played too many like, you know, gigs. Like, we had stories of like, oh yeah, so and so one time invited me to like play with them at a festival, or so and so invited me to play a hotel with them before. But we had never like had a summer where music was exactly like the thing, essentially our job. Like throughout, we were going to get scholarship like from our respective schools for being a part of this program. And if the story were to end there, I may give you the false impression that living the dream and doing music is a bed of roses, and that was not this. we went through this program the first summer, and spent the first 2 weeks learning various set lists that we could use for church and nursing homes and different places. And then we hit the road and we went out to different, and we had to do it all. We had to set up the sound, we had to set up the sound system, we had to run all the cables, we had to set up, we had to practice. Our mentor was also very big on us having spiritual health and physical health during this time. And so he told us, you guys are in charge of your schedule as a band together, but there are two things that need to happen for an hour every day, and you get to pick like when these things happen. But that's like, he called it spirit time, where like you go off, you read the Bible like for, you know, for an hour, journal, do what you got to do, and also like working out. Planet Fitness does not require you to have a home gym, and so like regardless of whatever town that we were in, we'll be at the gym. And we end up playing Rosario, and Zach's grandmother comes out to visit us, and Zach's mother, to our mentor, kind of tongue-in-cheekly, like, mentions, like, oh, man, like, like playing music for the summer, like must really be living the dream. And our mentor looks at Zach's grandma and like politely says, "And this has been probably the most rough summer of your grandson's life, just because of all the things that we had to be intentional about doing, all the setup, all the teardown, all the bickering that went on, like as a band, the different travel woes that come with like, what was it, 7 people, like while being on the road." And the next year, Zach and I, after we come out of that, in my mind, I was going, well, you know, part of the problem was, like, we didn't know half of these people, right? Like, if it was a bunch of, like, us and our friends, like, half the bickering, like, wouldn't have happened. And so we invited a whole bunch of people, like, hey, if this is something that you really want to do, we're going on tour again this summer with our mentor. And we invited a bunch of our friends from college. And so now the dynamics had flipped. Instead of, like, 2 early collegian guys and 5 high schoolers, now it was 5 early collegian people and 1 high schooler. And the high schooler had the least amount of drama out of all of us. We were all still bickering. And throughout all of that, looking back, during the time that we were doing all of this music, if you would have asked Zach and I might have said that the whole reason why we were doing this was for the music side of things. But if you were to ask our mentor, even now, he would say that the reason he started this whole summer program in the beginning is to teach young people like how to live an intentional life. And music was just the catalyst or the gateway to be able to do that. And now fast forward through a bunch of our time in college, fast forward through our decisions individually to pursue music full time, fast forward now down the road where we've been to somewhere to like 15 Adventist academies this summer. This has been like one of the hardest and like yet one of the most fulfilling journeys that like I've ever been on, and I'm so excited for how like this has evolved and like how this is shaped. But would you like to?
Absolutely. So this program we called Open, and that was a name actually suggested by our mentor. And when he first suggested, I was like, no, that's cheesy. I don't open, you know, open hands, open hearts, open to action. All these cliche like phrases that are a bit of catchphrases, but like they stick. And then eventually I realized that no. It's because they're cliche and they're catchy, like they will stick. And so for us, then eventually we realized like that is exactly what we're trying to do. The idea of going into life, into this journey, into what we're doing, this program, it's you very much have to be treating it with open hearts, open minds, be open to like wherever things take us. Like, I'll give one example of this, but we, over the course of the summer, we were working, doing like some stuff with Music and Mission, and we're hanging out in like the Portland area. And we'd gotten a phone call from an old friend of ours who we met at the university, and we met him when we were freshmen. And we worked with him for a couple of years, and he graduated. And I hadn't heard from this guy in like 3 years. And, well, this guy calls us up and says, hey, I'm working for Gladstone Camp Meeting, and we're looking for somebody to like lead music for the youth tent. And he's like, would you and Micah be interested in doing that? And I was like, well, let me chat with Micah. Chat with Micah. We're like, absolutely. And so sometime in like July, we went and we did this, we did camp meeting. And doing music for that was an absolute blast. One of our friends from college was speaking, and it was just my personal favorite experience of the summer. I've always loved like the idea of like the feeling of like summer camp and camp meeting, all that, and like it was all that condensed into a week, and it was fantastic. So then we meet a friend of ours, a guy from college, and he was a guitarist and a singer, and his girlfriend played cajon, and turns out both of them were supposed to be in another band for a different tent, and that had fallen through. They didn't need them, and so they were kind of like just sitting there and had like nothing to do for the week. And so we're like, well, they're great musicians. Like, we like hanging out with them. We might as well invite them. So like we invite them, and they come and they work with us for the rest of the week. And from there, we realize, oh, they're actually like legitimately like just even more fun to hang out with than we originally like realized. And the guy, the guitarist, works at one of the churches in Portland. And he said, hey, we have an event coming up here in like a month. Would you guys be interested in playing for it? And they're pulling together the band, and they had like most of what they needed, but they still needed an electric guitarist and a keyboardist. And we're like, absolutely. And so we hop into that, and we do the set with them, and it's like a, I don't know, maybe an hour-long program on like Friday night. And we do this program, it's in like August, and from there we meet this guy who's playing drums. And the drummer, it turns out, works for a church in Longview. And he's like, hey guys, we have another event in another month. Would you be interested in like joining us for this? And so we're like, sure. I mean, we're going to be in Tacoma. We just finished at, I think, Auburn the night before. We're going to finish at Auburn the night before. And we're like, sure. Well, we can drive down. It's on Saturday. Sure, why not? So we drive down to Longview, and we do this event. And after the event, we meet a guy named Tim Kruger, who works for the school in Longview. And so then all of a sudden, we go from doing Gladstone camp meeting to doing a church Oasis to doing this thing at Journey Adventist Church and then doing Journey Christian School. And that's been like a fair representation of like how this thing has all come together. It was not at all what we like originally expected it to be. Somehow everything has like worked and shifted. And like every time we call somebody, it's like, hey, well, we're actually looking for somebody for this week. And we're like, that's like the week we were looking to book. All right, cool. And a lot of zigzagging has happened this fall, driving from school to school. Like we went from Orcas Island to Bozeman, Montana in a day, Bozeman, Montana to Longview, Longview to Boise, Gem State, and then down here. Like there's a lot of zigzagging driving. But in terms of like how things have worked out, it's worked out way better than we could have possibly imagined. And let me tell you how this whole thing started. So this kind of project we're doing called Open is an offshoot of a few ideas and a few like programs we've worked with the last couple of years. So we started working with Music and Mission 3 summers ago, and that was a complete blast and like really changed my life because I was not in a very good place mentally at the time, and met our mentor and he really helped me get through that at the time. And after that first summer, I kind of like realized a few of my favorite things in life. One, I'd always known music, but I didn't realize how to make money in music, and I didn't realize how that works. Because it's very different. I always grew up with the idea of you either teach lessons or you do it as a hobby. And then I realized, oh, you can do these things and this things, and like this is how, it's kind of how music, quote unquote, in the industry works. And so got a little bit of experience doing that. And I also realized that I love to travel. Like, I'd always liked traveling, but I had never done it for an entire summer. And so doing it for an entire summer, like, yes, it's absolutely, absolutely exhausting, but it was still, like, the most fulfilling thing I'd ever done up until that point. And so I was chatting with our mentor, and I was chatting about, like, how can I keep doing this during the school year? And he's like, well, I actually have a friend who had originally pitched an idea to the university about doing kind of like a touring like marketing program for Walla Walla. And he's like, I don't know if they ever ended up doing it or if they still do it or what that looks like, but it might be worth like an ask, because I bet you like if you guys wanted to go to like different academies and different churches and stuff, like they'd probably be willing to like send you guys because you're Walla Walla students, and like, you know, it's you get to go serve and, you know, Walla Walla gets like promotion, like they could do choir trips, stuff like this. Like it'd be a really like valuable relationship. And so I go to the marketing department and I talk to a guy there, and he's like, yeah, this is actually something that we did up until like a couple years ago. COVID shut us down, but like I was actually like wanting to start this up. And if you're like interested in doing this, and like you just did this program over the summer, so like you've got some experience doing this, like I think this could be really valuable, really cool. And so we start working together, and he's the marketing VP at the university. And we, for the last couple of years, we did this program called the Connect Project. And from there, we traveled around to a bunch of different schools, Pathfinder events, churches. I think the furthest we went was Battle Creek, Michigan for the Pathfinder Bible Experience recently. And, you know, we did things local in town like Wava and stuff like that. But from there, we had this idea after Mike and I went on spring break trip, which we told all the kids about it, but basically we had a plan fall through, and so we decided to do a tour to Los Angeles and back just because we wanted to, just for fun. And so in 9 days, we went from Walla Walla to Portland to Bend to Sacramento to Los Angeles to Vegas and back, just staying with friends and doing music for nursing homes and churches and stuff. And from there, we kind of realized, we're like, wait. It might be possible to like hop towns and just do this for like 2.5 months and just go to like a whole bunch of schools. And at the time, Mike and I both had 1 quarter left. We still have 1 quarter left at Walla Walla. And the idea was, well, hey, we'll just do kind of like a Connect Project like tour for the university. We'll go to like, I don't know, 20, 50 schools, something like that, whatever it ends up being, and just like work with those schools and like basically do an extended version of Connect. And from there, like everybody at the university was very supportive of it, and they're still very supportive of it. For us, unfortunately, there was not quite the tens of thousands of dollars sitting on hand, ready to toss to the college kids to go and do crazy ideas. But they still liked the idea, and so they were very supportive of it, and like they like funded us to like basically reach out to a bunch of schools and like, you know, find out if there was interest and stuff like that. And from there, I believe that's when I called Kenton. So from there, like the idea shifted, and over the summer we had, when we were still figuring out like if there was gonna be funding or not for this, we had a conversation with our mentor. He said, if funding doesn't go through, are you gonna do this anyways? And I was kinda like, how? And he's like, well, you know, you've done stuff like this before. You've had, you know, two, now almost three summers with me, and like, you know, you've learned how to make money doing music, you've learned how to pitch tents, learned how to like sleep on a school gymnasium floors, learned how to like, you know, shower at Planet Fitness. You know how to like be on the road. It's like, you'll be fine with that, you can handle it. But like, are you able to like, you know, sustain it? Are you able to fund it? Are you able to do these things to keep it going and make it so that you can like, you know, survive as you go on the road? And he's like, well, you have learned how to book gigs, you've learned how to do gigs, and that's basically what you need, because you have a lot of friends and a lot of school, every school you go to will probably be willing to take you in, and like you'll have, you know, friends in the town that you can stay with. And if you treat this like a mission trip, like a service trip, I think you can do this. And we thought about it and we chatted about it, and eventually, he told us, he said one last thing. He said, here's what I'll give you. If you decide to do this, even if like the, you know, the original funding doesn't come through, if you decide to do this, I'll make you two promises. The first is that I will help you raise the money that you need to get started. The money was like $500. Like, he's like, I'll help you raise the money. And what you'll do is you'll go until you run out of money. And then if you do run out of money, I will pay for you to get home. And when he told us that, we said yes immediately. and he's like, no. Don't tell me yes now. It's on a Tuesday. Tell me next Monday. And as it turned out, the next Monday is when we got the final guarantee that our original funding wasn't coming through. And I called him 2 minutes later, because we'd already chatted about, like, you know, what was going to happen if it didn't go through. We'd already decided yes. I called him 2 minutes later and said, so this happened? And he's like, are you doing it? I said, yep, we're doing it. And so from there, we had 1 week until we need to start what we call, like, pre-production, which is all the work that goes into planning a tour. And for us, like, it was 4 weeks until our original, like, start date for the tour. And we had the first week that we had to, like, fulfill, like, some commitments for the summer and get done with that stuff. And then we had 3 weeks to plan the entire tour. And so that's what happened. And so we go into that process where we're, you know, calling people up saying, hey, you still interested in having us? Like, this is what we're going to have a shift in schedule and stuff. We're doing a different route. The original route was going like Seattle down the West Coast, across Texas, Tennessee, down to Florida, going up the East Coast and coming back. But we decided to shift it, do like the West Coast. So we know a lot more people there, can make that work. And so we make a bunch of phone calls, call up, you know, the first month of schools, and it's everything just immediately just starts falling in place. And we call up the first couple schools, people that we knew, and they're like, yeah, absolutely, we can have you these days and this and that. And we reach out to people that we called before, that the university had like provided support for us to do. And they're like, yeah, absolutely, we'll still have you. And from there, it was like let's get referrals. You guys work for Walla Walla, let's kind of get verification here. Can you text me like your boss's number? I'm like, sure. So I text my boss's number. And then they're like, okay, cool. And one of the guys I talked to was the principal from Orcas Island, Kyler Morgan. And he's like, yeah, of course, we'll have you for a week of prayer. That'd be great. And he's like, okay, verify, you know, send my boss's number and all that. And he checks. Like 30 minutes later, he calls me back. He's like, all right, cool. So I'm actually at Auburn right now for an event. Anybody's number you want? And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm like standing across from like the principal from Oregon, or I'm from like Auburn in the hall. Do you like need his number or anything? I'm like, sure, why not? And so like from there, like that's how it's been the entire time. It's just been like, we meet somebody and they're like, this is cool. We appreciate this. And like, sure, we'd love to have you. Now let me see if is there anybody else? Like, what can we do? And like, this would not be possible without that. Like, it would have been much more difficult. Like, being on the road for this has been 2.5 months now. We just finished week 10 at Medford. It's been easily the most fulfilling thing I've ever done, going and serving at different schools and doing this stuff. Like, it's been different than anything I've ever done, but easily the most fulfilling thing. And we've committed to another year and a half after we graduate from Walla Walla. So we'll be doing spring, we'll be doing summer program, then we'll be doing another year. And this has been, it feels like through my entire, I can only speak for myself, but it feels like through my entire life there's been a bit of a, well, where am I going? Where do I need to be? What do I feel like I'm, you know, being like called to do? What do I need to do? And this is the first time in my life where I've actually felt like it's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And there's been no questions in my heart about it. Probably about week 2 or 3 of this trip, it was like this is something that I would do for a long time. And I don't know where this is going. We're treating it with open hearts and open hands, because this sort of lifestyle is very different than anything else we've ever experienced outside of music and mission. And yet this is still the first thing I felt like it's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, exactly the right time. And however long it goes for, we'll be cool with. If it stops tomorrow, we'll be cool with it. Whatever's supposed to happen, it will happen. And we're very, very blessed to be here and to have done like this trip. It's been an absolute blessing. So thank you guys for having us again.
Had it muted. We're going to shift gears slightly. I have a couple of questions that I'm going to ask them and give them a chance to respond. You will also have a chance to talk with them afterwards if you'd like to get more information. And that's one of my questions, is how you can get a hold of them. So stay tuned for that. But so how many schools have you guys been to on this tour?
Between 15 and 20, probably.
And these are all week of prayers?
No. So the first two-ish weeks, and then 1 week, month two, or like individual like chapels, and like we'll just go hang out at schools for a day, doing like hopping into every class basically that we can, and then doing, you know, some sort of like music workshop. If it's like songwriting class or like praise band workshop or something like that, we'll do something like that, and then just hanging out doing PE and stuff basically. But that, those are like the individual days, and the rest have been like week of prayers or outdoor school. But yeah.
What did you guys get to hang out in a unique way with the kids here at Rogue Valley?
Yeah, so I'm going to walk down the stairs here for a representation. So they're doing, what's it called? Some like Navy SEAL week thing this week. What was it called?
Conditioning,
yeah. I understand why they win tournaments. We hopped in for a couple days this week. Oh, man. Anyways, we're very, very sore. Thanks to Coach for having us, though, wherever he's at.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, conditioning is about 2.5 hours every day of, what do they call it, R&R. It stands for running and more running. So they got to do that with a bunch of high schoolers.
We were catfished, though. We were told rest and relaxation. We're like, no problem. We'll just stretch the entire time. It was not the case. Not the case.
They invited me to do it, but unfortunately, I think I was sick all of those days. Yeah, I had meetings I needed to go to. So on that topic, what is the best school that you've visited, and why is it Rogue Valley? I'm just kidding. I won't force it there. But what is your favorite part of connecting with kids and doing chapels or week of prayers? What is it that you enjoy about doing that?
Okay. One of the most fun things for me, and this comes out of my own experience, like having grown up in the church, without being tongue in cheek, as a musician, like growing up within church, I didn't always know exactly like where it is I can go, and that also partially comes from like the instrument I play, like electric guitar. Electric guitar is kind of like a weird space in terms of like where I can fit in church, you know what I mean? And with that, what's been super exciting for me is much in the same way that our mentor kind of expanded our horizons and showed us a little bit of where we can take this and where we can go, like in terms of music, we've been able to do that for other kids, and they're and for them to see that there is a space for like musicians, not just within church, but like more importantly, like within the community. And there's a place for songwriters, there's a place for instrumentalists, you know, there's a place for people who may be one or the other but want to learn learn how to sing or learn how to play an instrument. And beyond that, for me personally, finally understanding that this, like these gifts, that these things, these abilities that I've been blessed with are an opportunity for connection with like other different students who might be confused about whatever it is. Like whatever their gifts or their abilities are, may not even be connected to music. It may be connected to speaking. It may be connected to poetry. It may be connected to sports. But I don't think too often there's a parallel drawn between the things that like God has gifted you with the ability to do and how you can use that as a way of showing and inspiring other people to live a life like more aligned with like intentionality and love. And I think that's like what's been super exciting like for me in terms of like connecting and teaching kids.
What are your favorite musical styles to play?
For legal reasons, church music.
Christian contemporary music. Brandon Lake, Hillsong, Elevation. We play basically everything, depends where we're at. People, you know, ask us, do we play just Christian music or just secular music or whatnot? It depends on where we're at. Like, if we're going to a nursing home, we'll play some, you know, we'll play Country Roads and, you know, stuff like that. Elvis Presley. Like, it's the coolest thing about music is that music is never the end goal for us. Like, music is always, like, it's a gateway to get in and be able to like share, be able to serve. Like when we do Week of Prayers, like we say, hey, we're musicians, we come and do this, and we'd love to come and chat with the kids. That's where we're trying to get to. And so music, if we go and meet people where they're at, this is the style that they like to listen to, we'll go play that style. When we go play for kids, do music with them, like we'll frequently do some songs that, you know, none of the teachers know, but like they're just like quote unquote meme songs, like Golden from K-pop Demon Hunters, or like, you know, just like random songs that like the kids all like, just because it's funny. But yeah.
Yeah, they introduced a song to the kids. Those of you with school-age children will know this, but it's called the 6-7 song. It's a song about how much Jesus loves us. So what has been the hardest part of this tour? You're on week, remind me how long you've been doing this?
Finished week 10 this week.
So week 10 of how many weeks is this tour?
15-ish.
Yes.
Plus Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So you're about two-thirds of the way. What's been the hardest part of this tour?
I got you. For me personally, and then yours may be slightly different, but for me personally, it has been a lot of head game things. And what I mean by that is growing up, and all love and respect to every individual that like was a part of this process, right? Like there's the old adage, like it takes a village to raise a child. Well, in my village, there were different things that were said like within the community that may not have been said directly, but were kind of like indirectly communicated to me. And one of those things for me was this notion of not, like it might be better to not use your gifts than if you were to misuse them. And I've had to backtrack. The hardest thing for me is having to confront that and backtrack that within my own mentality, because I've realized that if we start something and if we ask for like God's presence, if we ask God to bless it, the misuse of our gifts or our speaking or our music or whatever is going to be corrected along the way. And the most important thing that we could potentially do in that regard is to start. And for me, I became one of those analysis paralysis people in terms of like, well, if I don't have like all the intermediary steps down, it doesn't really make sense for me to like begin something if I don't know whether or not it's perfect yet. And that was personally hindering me from starting a bunch of different good ideas that I was worried about how rough the first draft would be. And within that, I know that nobody meant that in a harmful or disrespectful way to me growing up. And maybe it was something that I misinterpreted from other people. However, regardless, I've learned it's more important to get started and to use your gifts and be less worried about the potential of misusing them, because it's more dangerous to just not use them at all. And then they rust, and then you bury them under a tree, and then you know what it says in Matthew, unto he who has more will be given, but to he who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away. You know. Yeah.
Okay, I'll give one. So learning how to rest when you're on the road is very important. Turns out that traveling, especially when you're doing periodically some like 13, 14-hour drives, can kind of get to you if you're not very careful about it. So learning how to really take breaths throughout the day, learning how to, you know, when you can, like just curl up, just lay down, just rest, take naps. Well, like when you can, like it's very important. I know all the teachers have learned this, but even though we love kids, they are very energetic, and sometimes we have to try to match their energy, and we don't always feel like it's coming from here, but more like just pushing through. And so I don't know how they do it aside from like coffee, but it's been a great learning experience to learn how to be fully 100% present and then just like crash, and then fully be 100% present and then crash. Like, that's been the most interesting.
A round of appreciation for all the teachers in the room.
Please.
You guys do the Lord's work.
So you guys were going to be funded through Walla Walla, and then that funding fell through. So right now you guys are completely self-funded based off the love and goodness of essentially strangers. So what is a way that if somebody wanted more information or maybe to just keep up with you and where you are, what you're doing, or maybe even wanted to support you guys, what's a good way that they could get a hold of you or they could, you know, kind of reach out or get some more information?
Fantastic. You can go to opentoaction.org, and that'll be where our website is. There's a little, like, recap of the different things that we've been doing. There's a tour schedule to see where we've been and where we're going. That will have, like, all the links that you need. That'll opentoaction.org. But if you forget that, you can just spell my name, go to micatihi.com, and it'll take you to the same place. I bought two domains, and one of them was free. So I got the Open to Action one for free. So that's awesome.
Good. Well, I just want to say thank you guys for coming, for being here. Like I said, I know the kids really appreciated having you guys. And we are excited to see, I am excited to see what happens and where God takes you next. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Pastor.
Let's go ahead and... let's go ahead and have a prayer together. Dear God, we want to thank you for this project, for Micah and Zach, and the way that you are leading and guiding in their lives as they step forward every single day in faith that you are taking care of them, that this is what you want them to be doing. Help them to continue to interact with kids and churches and schools and bring your love wherever they go. And we love you. Come soon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.